Our God is so good to us once again. He's given us an opportunity to come before him in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, God has blessed the apostle with us, and we're going to hear from him. Apostle, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Apostle?
I'm not going to complain. God is so good. His mercy.
Tell me about it.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
He is good. He is good. There's no one better.
No one better. I know God has put a lot on your heart, so can you let the nation know what God is doing in your life and the church life and what he has for you to do this hour?
Sir, what was that, Apostle? I barely can hear you.
Oh, okay. I said, can you let the people know what God is doing in your life, through your life, and by your life, and what great miracles you've seen? But teach the word to us tonight, please.
Oh, I sure will. So you want me to go ahead and go into the message?
Well, give us a testimony. You got a testimony? Not go into the message.
Well, I got a testimony. I tell you, I have a testimony of God's goodness in the midst of dark times, hard times. God has shown me that hard times only give us opportunity.
It's
opportunity. Tests are opportunities. And so that's what God, he's taught me to look at it that way. Test or opportunity. What do I mean by opportunities? You have the opportunity to use your faith and overcome anything that's thrown at you.
Yes.
Opportunity. You have an opportunity to believe God's word. Opportunity. Because
opportunity.
God said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivereth us out of them all. It's opportunity. To believe God's word, opportunity to walk by faith and not by sight, opportunity to see God deliver you and bring you out and raise you up in the midst of trouble. So that's what God has done for me. I tell you, for the last couple of years, it's been trial after trial after trial. You know, a couple of years ago, I had to go and have two heart procedures. You remember that, right?
But
God brought me out. He brought me out. I'm running miles. I'm playing basketball with my boys. He brought me out of that. And I tell you, my members left, but we haven't missed a beat. God even gave more to me after members left the church.
My God.
After members left the church.
My God.
God gave even more to me. Even more.
More
to me. He's given me more revelation. He's given me more anointing. He's given me more money. I tell you, within the last couple of months, God has brought in a little bit over $20,000 to me and my family and the ministry. During the hard times. Matter of fact, just about a month ago, he's given me a Mercedes-Benz.
Look at Benzo.
All of this, my health is better. My relationship with my wife is better. Everything is getting better. We haven't missed a beat. We're still on TV. We're going into our fifth year. We're still on Blog Talk Radio with KASK, with Apostle Hunter. I mean, we're still expanding, still going strong. One of my disciples, he's teaching, bringing the word at another church, a general of the faith, Thursday, Dr. Buckner. So you know what? The ministry is still expanding. God does things in the midst of hard times, and he's given me a way to look at hard times. Look at hard times as opportunity.
Well, I want to share this into your opportunity bowl, if you'll let me, because when we meet this Saturday, I'm going to so that we can streamline out to the entire world. Everybody can see. We're going to have a meeting at the table. We're going to talk to the nation. We're going to speak to them. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 I'm going to use your word. I'm about to get up and run out of this office, man. I'm getting so happy.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
we're in a win-win situation as long as we remain in faith, Apostle. That's it. That's my testimony. That's my testimony I just gave you, and it's a true testimony. When it seemed like the chips were down, but I kept believing. I kept confessing.
Praise God.
God is faithful. God will not let you down.
And Shabbatan, praise God.
I thought it was over, Apostle. I thought it was over.
Yeah.
I thought it was over. A lot of members left my church. I thought it was over.
But God is faithful. He's faithful.
God is faithful. He won't let you down as long as you remain in faith.
Yeah.
We got our part. We got our part to play. We've got to remain in faith.
That's it. My God.
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward.
That's it. My God.
We've got to remain in faith. We've got to remain in faith. Trust God even in the hard times. And look at hard times as only opportunity.
I like the way you said that, because hard times bring out nothing but opportunity.
Yes, sir.
And we know who's in charge. And one thing, as I get up in the morning and lay down, I lay down with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me just one more day to lay this body down and to do what you've done. And if you call me to rise up in the morning, tell me what you want me to do, that I might do the righteous thing before you, so that I can let the world know I'm still one of your sons. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Apostle. And can I give you a Bible of example of what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Just open it. Go right ahead.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
All right, then. Praise God.
They were faced with the fiery furnace. They were faced with that because they wouldn't bow down and worship King Nebuchadnezzar.
Uh-huh.
That seemed like what they were in between a rock and a hard place, and opportunity. What did they do? They stayed in faith. They said, "We will not bow down. God is able to save us, and even if He don't save us, we're still not going to bow down." They were faced with trouble, but it was what? Opportunity. It was opportunity for them to continue to trust in God, to put their faith in God. Opportunity. They were thrown into the fiery furnace, and we all know God was in that fiery furnace with them.
My God. Ooh.
When they came out of that fiery furnace, unhurt, unburned, then they were promoted in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because they faced trouble. But they looked at it the right way. Opportunity.
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 When you face trouble, you have to look at it as, hey, this is opportunity for me to stand for God, to stay in faith, to trust in God, to obey God. Opportunity.
Mm. Opportunity.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
I'll tell you, and one of the things I'll give you the scripture that's for Peter. While Peter was in jail and they prayed for him, they kept the faith. And they said,
that's
no, Peter's in jail. And when that young one rolled up, got in, and now he'll knock at the door, and it was Peter. And she jumped back and she said, I can't believe it. And she was, like I always said, she was running out of breath. She said, y'all, come to the door. It looked like it was Peter. It looked like it was Peter. He comes back and knocks. <Yeah. laughs>
Glory to God.
And if that's how God moves on us in this day and time that we now live in, we need to be faithful and thank God for your faithfulness, your trustworthiness, and by your teaching. And I pray, God, that each time you hit this radio station, your television station, that God, the word of God, is like a fire in your eyes, in your voice, in your movement, and everything that God's going to do through you for these days that we have on the earth realm. Because I just said to the Lord the other day, I know that you can keep me where you want me and place me wherever you want me to be. That's the kind of thing I say. Amen. I don't
Amen.
Think you want me. If I'm over in Africa in a hut, you're going to be right there with me.
Yes, sir.
Right there,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I just thank God for everything he's done for me. And, you know, I'll just tell you, see, the enemy comes in and hits you. And he hit me again. I said, no, devil, I told you this is made a make mistake. Well, when I got home this past weekend, I was getting out of the car, getting back into the house. My right leg gave completely out. Just gave out. And I hit the concrete. I said, oh, Jesus. And the Lord allowed me to hit the floor, hit the concrete floor. Well, I went to the doctor Monday. The doctor told me, the swelling comes from the fact you got, what you call that stuff, arthritis. And so I told you, arthritis, you have no right to be in my body. And
right.
So I've been
Amen.
I said, no arthritis. And they showed me the picture where my leg was all this, that, and other. I said, well, that body's taking out right now. And the doctor looked at me again. This is another doctor down there in Scurry in downtown in Memorial. And he looked at me and said, well, I said, it's going to be straight now. I just left it at
yes.
that. My wife said, sometimes you talk crazy, man. You talk crazy. I said, I know it. That's how God wants to talk. His language, not the world's language. His language.
His language. His language.
His language.
Let God be the truth and every man a liar.
A liar. And see, also,
let God be the truth.
And every man a liar.
And every man alive.
Yeah, and you know what else? We forgot to didn't bring our money with us and everything, and we didn't bring the right cars because we got certain cars we take out with us when we're going to go somewhere because she had to go to the doctor with me. We get downtown down there while we're in the place, coming out waiting for the Rolls Royce to come pick us up. That is a yellow cab. Two ladies came by and said, sir, is there anything we can help you with? And I said, yes. My wife said, no, we got, I said, no, ma'am. I said, and I looked in her, I said, lady, we need you to help us. I said, we forgot our money. We got some money. We forgot our car. You know what they did? They went and paid for the food for us.
Glory to God. Look at that. See, that's God. That's God.
That's God.
Amen. A very present help in the time of trouble.
Yes, nobody but God.
No one but God. He's our refuge and a very present help in the time of trouble.
In the time of trouble. And I got it in today when I found out in my area out here in the Northeast, what a policeman at the family down on Homestead and Grand Fleet, a policeman was shot. Two young boys, I said, you young boys don't understand? Stop trying to mess these policemen. Because they have the right to go bang, bang, boom, boom. And so he shot the young boy shot the cop. He shot him, knocked him down. But they got him. I said, right now, their lives are going to be nothing but miserable. Attempted murder on the cops.
Oh,
so, you know,
wow.
That's life. Now, all I can do is pray for them, ask
yes,
God,
sir.
Because when I look back at the Apostle Paul, and I look at Paul's life, brother, and our lives are the same as Paul. At that time, you and I both had a lot of hate in our heart because we didn't know much about the Lord, didn't know what to do. But the Lord met us on the road, on our road.
Yes,
and
he
that's
did.
Why he, yes, he did.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
And I was telling my wife, I said, baby, all we can do today is pray for the Apostle Paul attitude. She said, what's the Apostle Paul attitude? I said, that the old song would die and the Apostle Paul would come up, that to be on the road of Ananias and Ananias, they'll meet the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, amen, amen.
Because, see, even when Saul, he said, "Who are you?" In other words, his authoritative attitude. Who are you? I studied all the Hebrews and all. I know how to speak all these languages. I know how to write all these. Who are you? He said, "I am." Hallelujah. Oh, glory. He said, "I am Jesus, you persecuted." Why? Why? And then he said, "What would you have me to do?" Good God Almighty. What would you have me to do? Oh, God, my God, my God. He was a murderer. He was a slayer. He was a man who wanted everything to go his way. But look at when God put his hands on him. When God when God put his hand, everything, and that's why the Apostle Paul said, he says these words. He says, "The words I got," the Apostle looks at me and said, "the words," you know the word. He said, "the words I got, they were not of man, no, they're given to me by man." As you said in what you were saying, it was a revelation how
yes,
the
sir.
Father revealed mm-hmm. it to you what he wants. And I just believe it. I just believe what
yes.
God is doing through you. He's got revelation now flowing out of you.
Oh, glory to God.
And ooh, you got a ooh, there's no fire right there. Some
glory
fire.
To God.
Ooh, ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
oh,
to God. Oh, glory.
Revelation knowledge means because there's going to be some people going to be hoodwinked.
Yes, sir.
And it's like the Apostle Paul was saying. He said, "There are some who have the eyes of it, they don't see it." And I was reading one of the commentaries how that this man, Paul, explained it. How he said a person put a penny on the eye and no light can come in there. You can hear, but you can't see. You can say, but you can't see.
Yeah.
Because of blindness. My God Almighty, what a God we serve.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God. But knowing
He's a mighty good God.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
He's a mighty good God.
Hallelujah.
God Hallelujah. And you know one
yes.
of the things? That's the reason why I want this when we do this program that we're going to do. The world will see it. Even those who are local, plus it's going to be streamlined. My God Almighty. My God Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
And all God told me, he said, and I say this to you, Apostle, and told you to listen. When God healed me of the cancer, God said to me, he said, "Are you going to do what I've told you to do now? Are you having done all I told you to do?" I said, "Okay, Lord." What? He said, "Continue." God told
That's
me,
it.
Says, continue.
Yes, sir.
Continue.
That's it.
Therefore, unto all, he said, "Continue doing what you're doing." I said, "Okay, Lord."
Continue. That's it.
We can't reach all the different neighborhoods, but we can reach it. We can reach around the world through this radio.
Yes, sir. It's very important.
Yes.
This is very important. What's taking place right now?
Yes. In my opinion, as I've told many of them, come on, I said, "You are one of the best radio stations in the whole wide world." What makes
yes,
the wise God oriented? It's God
yes,
attitude.
Sir.
It's God movement. See, God can drop some money down and see God knows if God give me some money to give somebody, you know I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I asked my wife, I said, "God put a," she said, "Well, I'm gonna find a place I can get rid of that money." I said, "You are?" She said, "Yes." She said, "We ain't gonna need that much to live off of." I said, "Well, she sounds like a woman of faith to me." Praise the living God.
Glory to God.
And I told her, I said, "Well, I need to buy you a new Lexus." And she said, "No, I don't need no new Lexus. I don't need no new Lexus. No new Lexus. No, 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 no." She said, I ain't got but 72,000 miles on this one there. I said, "Well, I thought you wanted a new one." I don't care what all the new gadgets that they got on these cars. As long as I got one, you can get me where I want to go. And I said, "Praise the living God." But you know what?
Okay, but Apostle, I don't know what it's calling, but it's just have to call because now, my Apostle, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, brother, are you still there? William, are you still there? If somebody on the line will say that, sister, you there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
This is teacher, A-Love. Am I right?
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Praise the Lord. I'm here.
Well, I was just telling the apostle about such a great time we've been having and how God has blessed him. He gave a great testimony. We sort of get to listen, but we got to talking. We got so caught up in talking what God can do. What was you saying, Apostle? Tell us again, please.
Trouble. We don't need to panic when faced with trouble. We don't need to panic when faced with trouble. God gave me a revelation. He said, "Son, when trouble comes at you, you have to look at it as opportunity."
Yes.
Opportunity. Trouble.
Opportunity.
When faced with trouble, look at it as opportunity. And I was speaking to God with them. I said, "Well, what do you mean, opportunity, God? The opportunity to trust Him. The opportunity to use your faith to overcome."
Yes.
Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, the trouble in this world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. When faced with trouble, look at it as opportunity. Opportunity.
Yes,
he says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he's already told us, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. Opportunity. We have, when faced with trouble, look at it as opportunity to use your faith. And faith never fails. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when faced with that fiery furnace, opportunity, they said, "We will not bow down." They went into the fire. God was in the fire with them. When they came out of the fire, they was promoted in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity. After you, the scripture says in 1 Peter 5:10, after you have suffered for just a little while, the God of all grace, what will he do? He'll strengthen you, perfect you, establish you, raise you up. After what? This is after what? Trouble. Look at trouble. God told me, son, look at trouble as what? Opportunity.
It is.
Opportunity to use your faith and overcome and be elevated.
Absolutely.
Opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Opportunity. You have the opportunity to see God deliver you. You have the opportunity to cause it to work together for your good because you love Him and you're called according to His purpose. You have the opportunity to see God move on your behalf. Opportunity.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. A lot of us members began to leave it, and that's when God began to give him revelation knowledge. And how God
began to show out in my life. He began to show out in my life. I thought for a while, just for a brief moment, I said, I asked, well, is it over? Is this it? We're still on TV. We're still on KASK Blog Talk Radio. I still got a disciple going out to speak this Thursday. God's brought in over $20,000 within these months. Over 90% of my church, they turned their back on me and left me during this hard times and crisis. God gave me a Mercedes-Benz. I'm driving in a Mercedes-Benz now. I have been for about a month. CLS 500. God has done some wonderful, magnificent things during these times. Opportunity. He just says, son, stay in faith. I'm with you. No matter who else leave you, I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I thought it was awesome. I mean, with just a few people, God's been maintaining and advancing our ministry.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
And increasing me spiritually and physically and financially. I said, look at all this money God's bringing in through calamity. We're at church raising our hands up, praising God. And while we're doing that, my wife comes home first after church and find out that someone robbed and broken our house. But God turned that around and he gave us money out of that.
Crazy.
We got the stuff that we got the stuff that we needed and still had thousands of dollars. He gave us money out of that. Then a big tree limb fall and hit our church. God gave us money out of that.
Praise God.
That's
why the word. And then out of the day, I'm driving a CLS 500. Beautiful car. AMD. Flying out the back window. Fully loaded. Oh, glory to God. Opportunity. 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 Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. God will reward you. He'll pay you for you having confidence in him.
You shall be.
He'll pay you. That's what he means by cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. He said, there's going to be a return on your confidence in me. I'm going to pay you. So when faced with trouble, we need to look at it with this perspective, the right perception. Oh, opportunity. This is opportunity for me to trust God. This is opportunity for me to walk by faith and not by sight. This is opportunity.
My God. My God, my God. What a good one.
That's why I say, in all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. Casting your cares upon him, for he cares for us. In all things, give thanks. And that's why Peter could say, count it all joy when you fall into these diverse trials and tribulations. They all just to come to make you stronger, make you better. That's not one of them. No matter how bad it is at that moment, it's going to make you better.
when you look at it correctly, when you stay in faith, because if not, it will destroy you. You'll lose.
What does the scripture say?
Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. You got to let patience have its perfect work. See, it's something we got to do. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Opportunity. You got to stay in patience.
Glory. I knew he was going to be doing some stuff for you because God had put so much in you. I knew this. So glory to God. I knew this.
Glory to God. He's a good God. He's a good God, and he's faithful. He's faithful.
Ain't
the
he
word
faithful?
Will work when we work the word.
Yes, it will. It will. Ooh,
trouble is opportunity.
Yes, it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I think we got the Pastor Aaron. You on the phone with us also?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing tonight?
Glory. Hallelujah. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly flavored.
Me too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I caught the last part of that about what you were talking about, apostles, that God is there to help us and reward us as we're being faithful. That's no two ways about that. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I know the pastor, he's so excited about what God had put on his heart. So if y'all will bear with him, he got something he want to tell us. That God has put on his that's moving. Go ahead, Pastor Aaron.
Yeah, you know, God has his ways about doing everything. I was supposed to go up to Oklahoma last week, and I was going to go up there and minister up there, and anyhow, we got diverted and ended up going to Midland, Texas, and Odessa, and I got over there and ministering over there, and God was showing me something over there, and it's just something we all need to be aware of it, and it's coming not just out of south of Mexico, and it's also coming out of Africa, and also out of East Asia, and also India, and other parts of the world, and it's spiritus, not spirituality, but spiritus. You know, I was listening to a couple of brothers that they're in Mexico. They came up and they were talking about their mother going to this spirit-filled church. And I sat there and started listening to them as they were talking. They said, yeah, they said, we got healings and mom got healed. And then I said, well, praise God, you know. And then they got talking some more, and I got listening some more to them. And I said, well, wait a minute. I says, in whose name are they healing? I said, in God's name. And I says, well, in God's name, whose name? I said, in God's name. And I'm going to take you somewhere, and it's in John, second John, and I believe it's 8, 9, and 10. Seven. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have brought, but that we receive in full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Not and if them. There comes to, if there comes at any unto you, and not being this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he has bidden him Godspeed as a partaker for his evil deeds. Now, we take that, and we a lot of times say, God bless you, and so on and so forth. A lot of times, it's basically saying Godspeed. So, you know, and being careful in who we're talking to. Because God tells us to test the spirits. And if that spirit cannot profess Jesus Christ as Lord, and cannot profess that Jesus came in the flesh, then his spirit is not of God. And this is what these kids were talking to me about. They were talking to me about everything else, and I kept on pressing and pressing and pressing. I said, well, where's God? Where's Jesus? And then they sat there and they took me to a web page, and it was in Spanish, but I had my friend there that was interpreting for me. Mm-hmm. And then they said, well, they always tell us, it says, you know, go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But then I said, well, what does it say right here? And it says, Father, Mother Mary, and the Holy Spirit. See, look. They have taken Jesus out. I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. I said, because they tell us in those sessions that when these spirits come upon you and ask for a light, you give them a candle so they can find their way back to heaven. And I said, just a minute. I said, listen up. I said, those spirits are fallen angels. I said, Jesus told us that we are not to entertain these spirits, but to cast them out. Yeah, but this one keeps coming up to me as a little boy. He keeps coming up to me, and he says, go tell my mommy that this is where I died. And I said, well, who's his mother? Well, I don't know, but I'm supposed to go tell his mother. But I'm giving him a candle so he can go find his way back home. He says, I need a light. I need a light so I can find my way back. And I sit there and I said, well, listen here. Listen to me very carefully. I says, that little spirit, that little boy is playing you. He's playing your, and I want everybody who's in this, listening on this radio station, no matter where you're at in the world, you need to listen to this very carefully. Because I says, that little boy is a fallen angel. He's probably came from the very beginning of time with Christ and all the angels in heaven before they were cast out. I says, he has come. I said, they come as your dead mother. They come as your great uncle, your aunt, your brother, your sister, or whoever else it is, and they're paying you. I said, the light that they're asking for, I said, because you keep on giving them a candle, so they go. And I said, but they keep coming back. He says, right? He says, yeah. Yeah, he keeps coming back. And he brought his dad. I said, that's not his dad. I said, you got to listen to me very, very carefully on what I'm trying to tell you right now. You need to understand it. Those are fallen angels. Those are demons. And they're coming in. And it says, and if that ministry that keeps telling you to give them a candle so they can find their way back to heaven, I said, how come they're not finding their way back to heaven? They keep coming back to you. And they go, well, I don't know. And I said, because I'm going to tell you, they're not looking for a candle. The light that they are looking for is the light that is Christ that is in you. They want to destroy you. And I said, and besides that, I said, you love children, and this spirit knows you love children because you have a little child of your own, and that little child is going to come up to you, and he's going to sit there, and he's going to want your baby. And I said, and once he takes your baby is spiritually dead. You need to understand where I'm coming from and what I'm telling you right now. And this is coming out of Asia. It's coming out of Africa. It's coming out of India. It's coming out of everywhere. The spiritualists that are coming out, these churches that are coming up, they're not Christ-filled churches. They're not Christ-filled churches. Because if they cannot, at any time, in their message, sit there and recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they cannot profess that Jesus came in the flesh, then they are a demonic ministry, and you need to depart from that now.
That's right.
Amen. It is in the gospel. It is written in the gospel. I just read it to you in 2 John. We need to understand what we're dealing with. See, Jesus says they're coming, and they're here. The Antichrist is coming, and the Antichrist is here, because if you're not of Christ, then you're Antichrist. Everybody's looking for a particular person. Well, that particular person will show itself. But we don't have to sit there and wonder who it is, and we don't need to be looking, because that person will reveal itself. But what we need to be looking at is we need to be looking at our children and our children's children. We need to be looking at our churches. We need to be looking at our brothers and sisters. And we need to understand and see where they're going and what are they being taught and what are they believing in. Because it's coming into the schools. It's coming into the colleges. It's coming into your homes. And we've got a lot of the churches, the prosperity churches. Now, I have nothing wrong with somebody speaking the prosperity of Christ and the things that are of God anymore. Apostle, you're right. God wants to bless us. There's no two ways about that. But
Absolutely.
If we churches become weak in what we need to be teaching at the pulpit, we are losing, and we're going to be held accountable. And God sees and recognizes who we are, what we are, and what we're to do. And if we are weak and we cannot stand up and preach the truth, many times Jesus let those walk away, those who have followed him for weeks and months, those who sit there and he said they want to, I talked on the program, I think a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, that while all the disciples were standing there, and he had 1,500 after he fed the multitude, he says, "Now listen up, these are the things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eat of my flesh, and you have to drink of my blood." All got up and walked away. All but the 12. And he says, what I was talking about was my spiritual body and the spiritual blood. The difference is, those who were walking was in the flesh and not in the spirit of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They were
mm-hmm.
looking at all the good things and all the jollies and all the miracles and all the wonders, even you and I do today. But when it gets down to the real nitty-gritty and talking about what we need to talk about Christ and heaven and hell and what is going on in the world that we need to sit down and talk, and they get up and walk away, all you can do is just pray for them. And
that's
don't
it.
Stop. Keep praying, keep giving, and keep pressing in and pressing into the message, because this is the time. This is the time that we need to be able, because we see the darkness, it is coming. We see this in that when those kids were sitting there talking to me up in Midland, and they were talking to me about this, I was sitting there and I was not rebuking them into the fact, but I was getting into their stuff, but I was bringing the truth into them, and they begin to listen, and they begin to hear, and they begin to understand, but they were bewildered in what I was telling them. As many were, when Christ was walking upon the earth, as many were sitting there and listening, were bewildered. But they were listening. Like I said, you know, I was diverted from going from Oklahoma over to Odessa. Sometimes, you know, we don't question why we these things happen. God allows these things to come about, but it came about. But these two young boys... See, even they told me to sit there and said their mother got sick again. And she didn't want to go to church. And her dad didn't want to go to church anymore. So what is that saying? That these spirits have come in and they won and they beat. They won the victory. That they sit there and they stole those people. They stole their lives. They stole their spirits. Don't light a candle for no one unless you put it in the windowsill. Don't you hand a candle to one of them spirits, because those spirits are real and they do manifest, and that many of the people have seen them. And they sit there and say, "Well, that's Casper, my friend, the friendly ghost." Well, I'm telling you, you need to tell that friendly ghost to depart, because he's not there being as your friend. He's not there as your friend. If you want to know who and see the Holy Spirit, go stand, look in the mirror. Because if you're in Christ and Christ is in you, the Holy Spirit is in you. If you're fulfilled with the Holy Spirit, go look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Go look in the mirror. You want to see Christ. You want to hear his voice. God says you look within, deep within. You're deep in meditation. You're deep within. You hear that small, silent voice. That's the voice of Christ. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's the voice you need to be listening to. Not that demon standing in front of you. Not that one that's pretending to be your grandma or your great uncle or your cousin or your brother or your mother or your father that's dead and passed and gone on. God said there's a great divide between the dead and the living. There's a great divide between heaven and hell. And one cannot pass through to the other. That was said when talking about Lazarus and Abram and the rich man. There is a great divide. Those fallen angels, for whatever reason, God had allowed them to come here onto the earth. But I'm telling you, it is to grow us, to test us, to be able to know who we are, to who we are to bow to. Are we to bow to these spirits, or are we to bow to Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings? I'm telling you, we need to be able to start talking about the reality of Christ. We need to begin to teach the Word of God. We need to be able to sit there and teach and the promises of God, that also of the the prosperity of the Spirit of God that lies within us, that He has given us, that He died for us so we can have, so we can live here a prosperous life, so we can defeat the enemy, so we can stand. Because like I said, if Christ is in me and I'm in Christ and He declares I am holy no matter where I stand, and anything I possess is holy, and the devil has no right to any of it. I don't care if I'm standing in Brooklyn. I don't care if I'm standing in Mount Everest. I don't care if I'm standing on a ship in the middle of the ocean. Wherever I'm standing, I possess that around me, and that is God given to me to where I possess, and it makes no difference. I'm standing on holy ground. And that is something we need to teach. That's something we need to fulfill. That the glory of God, each and every one that we come that comes into our life, that comes that sits in the pews, we need to be teaching that. We need to tell them that. We need to be fortifying that. We need to be setting it up, and we need to be putting it into them with the strength that everything we have, every word, every knowledge we have, and pour it into these people. And if they get up and walk out, we just pray for them. Just as Jesus sits there and allowed them to walk. Because time is short.
Amen. Amen.
It's not to say that we're not to care for anybody or anything else like that. That's not what I'm getting at. Because, you know, God sits there and says we're not to sit there and cast our pearls before swines. And I'm not calling those people in the pew swines that get up and walk away. But there are those who are just coming to get their ears tickled, and they don't like what they hear. They get offended, and they walk out. Well, praise God. They'll find another church, and if they get offended, they'll walk out. And they'll find another church, and they get offended, they'll walk out. But then one of these days, they're going to stand before God, and they're going to get offended, and God's going to kick them out. This is something you need to be telling the people. This is something you need to be putting across to them. This is something we need to be telling the people, that what God is and who He is and what He says is gospel. And I'm telling you, listening to these two young men talking, it has stirred me into a point that I'm just going, this is crazy. And yet I know, but I've sat there and I've watched and I've gone to other places. And I've listened to other places, and I've seen this. And these are the things that we need to really, really, really start paying attention to. And this is something we need to be bringing it to the pulpits, to bring it out forth, and let those people be aware of what it is that they're hearing and what they're seeing. Because, you know, even though they have no power, the only power that those demons have is what you give them. So if you give them that candle, what are you giving them? You're giving them access to your house. You're giving them access to your life. You're giving them access to your business. You're giving them access to your children. You're giving them access to everything that there is that they have because they got you. I need a light. Please, I need a light so I can go home. Like I said, the light they want is your light. The light that is in Christ, the light that is given you, that they come to destroy. Satan come to destroy God's creation. And you are in Christ, and you are of God. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your family. Because if he can't get you, he's going to get your family. So if this little baby child is sitting there wanting that light, and you had a candle, what he wants your child. So I don't know, whoever is listening to this needs to be hearing this, and you need to be sitting there and you're entertaining those spirits. I don't care who it is. You tell them to get out. Tell them to leave now. You need to tell them to go, to depart from you. Depart from your house. Depart from your business. Depart from your lives. They have no right to what God has given you if you're standing in Christ. They have no right to any of it, and they need to go. Don't be afraid to sit there and tell them to leave.
Don't forget, don't be afraid to tell that little boy that, or that little girl that's standing there saying, please help me. Please help me. Help me go home. Help me, please. Because that spirit is probably about, I don't know, I would say, how old is Christ? Because when they were kicked out of heaven, that's the age of these people, and yet they're coming. They're coming as your innocent little children. Your long dead uncle or aunt or whoever it may be. And we need to be able to tell them to go home, go away, leave. Because once you let them in, they're there. So, I'm just, man, this has been on me for all my heart from about Wednesday night, I think. I've been sitting there and mulling this over in my heart and mulling it over and going, man, this is the things that we're going to be coming up against. Because these spirit-filled churches, these spiritual churches or spirits, whatever you want to call them, they're coming, and they're being their pews are being filled. You know, that's at the same point of that there's only the, well, all God, all those, all, every religion has the same God. Well, how can that be if in India they have over 3 million gods? There's the monkey god, the cricket god, the god this and the god that, and whatever god is this god. So we need to know. We need to understand. And we need to begin to sit there and speak it. Because these churches that are starting to grow and are coming to this nation. And they're starting to grow and grow. And these people who are leaving the church because they're being offended, they're being sucked into these places, and they're being in this oneness, one-filled, great atmosphere of deceit. Is this the great lie? Is this the great falling away? I don't know. All I know is what I heard was very disturbing. And we need to be able to sit there and start pointing it out and showing the people and start talking to them and start bringing the reality back into their lives and let them. So that's all I got to say, guys. I mean, I don't know how much time left I got, but that's something that we need to be able to start talking about.
You got plenty of time, because what you're saying...
Pardon me?
I said, you got plenty of time, what you're saying, because you're saying nothing but the truth, nothing but the truth. Nothing but
Amen.
The truth.
Amen.
Amen. And one thing I say, I thank God for all of you on the radio station, on KSK radio station, and being a part of what God is doing in our lives. I pray, God, we continue to be one in the body of Christ. I pray that we will take what God has said through Jesus Christ to us, that we will come to this candid point. Jesus said it, it's a done deal. He said, it is finished. In other words, it's a done deal. When he went and did everything he could do in the 17th chapter of St. John, my favorite scripture, he said, Father, everything you send me to do, I've done it. In other words, there's nothing else to do. It's a done deal. God Almighty. Healing is yours. Riches is yours. Everything you want. And what we have to do is, I have left him on the earthly. He said, hey, you don't take him out of the world, but you keep him in there. And God has, hallelujah, he sent the Holy Spirit around us. So we got to just see that the Holy the enemy is challenging us. We just have to stand firm. And I like what you said, Buzz, because there are a lot of people who are practicing this witchcraft throughout all the world. The devil can't get back to heaven. He missed his mark, all the demons. And Judas, all of them, they missed their mark. So we just got to stay firm, stay on our knees. And when I say stay on our knees, if your knees don't bow, stay on your knee in your heart and talk to God daily. And I want to thank the Apostle Newsom about the word mutter. The mutter is to say things under your breath more now than ever. And those words
Amen.
He said some months ago, he said, say it under your breath more now than ever. And I found a way to do that in my living. And see, I would say to also to this beloved sister of mine I've been knowing for 47-odd years, A. Francis, let me see if I can say her name right. Jesus. Well, I just told her, somebody's going to say hello because it's A. Francis Love. I think that's her name, but I just say this much. I know what God is doing through her. He was a lady that been through all different kinds of different challenges of cancer. God still got her here. And so I want y'all to know in a few weeks from now, she'll be 70-plus years old, which means she's not ashamed. She's not afraid. She's a W-O-M-A-N. She's a woman. And she will tell you what, and I just love what God puts in her and how God through it. And she don't try to fight you. She don't try to push you. Don't try to slap you, but she'll smile in your face. And she goes, and she's going to tell you nothing but the truth. And to me, that's what God is calling today. This hour that we're now living. Can y'all, can we all see what God is doing through us? We all
see. Amen.
Amen. See, God has started with you, Apostle, but God is, he can gave us a new boost of what God has done for you. And
glory
see,
to God.
Here you are. You're a pastor. People running. They're running because the devil has said, y'all don't need to be there. Come on, go my way. And folks can't see it. They don't see what they call a new life. That's not a new life. That's an old life. And then he comes in. Brother comes in. He called me and told me, says, I got to get a new number. He gave me a new number, and I called him on his new number. And I want y'all to know tonight, I thank God for y'all in more way than one. All I can say, I love you with the love of God through Jesus Christ.
Love you, Apostle.
Yeah, we love you.
See, Amen. We love y'all.
And see, one thing I would say also, if y'all come to the meeting, I invited y'all to this Saturday at my house. I know we're going to have some live, we're going to do some live streaming going on at my house.
This Saturday.
We're going to do something else. It's going to be recorded and put on my website, but it's going to be that everybody got an opportunity to say something. And everybody says, well, this is who this person is. I'm not trying to show anybody up. I'm trying to let the devil know this is the war we in, man. We're whooping you. We are beating you bad. It's like they say in football. Now, what down are we in? We're in the fourth down. We've got 3 seconds left, and the score is 21 to 21. And he said, should we throw a pass? Should we run it across the line? Or should we kick it? They said, no, let's do what Jesus said. Let's lift up the name Jesus and cross over. And that's what God did. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
So I'll draw them all. And see, all he wants to do, hallelujah. And the Father said, and one thing I'll say where I got the ASK from, it said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will open unto you. So we got these three words. These are the most dynamic words that we can use in the body of Christ. Ask the Father through Jesus Christ. Seek the Father through Jesus Christ. Knock through Jesus to the Father through Jesus Christ. And he said, be rewarded. And he said these words. He said to all of us, he said, anything that you pray for, all you got to do is believe in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
Amen.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. I mean, and I just keep saying, see, there are a lot of people that we get ready to meet across the nation. And beloved, I'm going to tell you, I'm the kind of a man, when God say do something, I don't care who they are, I'm going to do it.
Y'all told me once to give a man $6,000 by the equation. I said, I'm going to obey God. I obey God. They told me, we could have used it. I said, no, I did what God told me to do. And that's the attitude we have to have.
Amen.
If God says to do something, we got to do it. Looks like we ain't got but a nickel left. We got to do what God says. So, if nobody has anything else to say on tonight, like a night, I'm going to ask the great teacher, Sister A. Royal, can you take us out with the last words in prayer?
Yes, yes. Almighty Father God, we thank you so very much for this union. We thank you for every soul that's on here that has said something and every soul that's been under the sound of our voice. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us for all of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Thank you, Father, for restoring the joy that was once known when we first met you, when we first loved you. We thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Father, for our help and our strength and our wisdom that comes from you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, as we go in our individual ways, that the light that is in us will continue to shine and that the love that is in us will spread freely. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Amen.
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 Always, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Shalom.
Love you.
Love y'all.
Love
y'all.
God bless y'all.
Okay, bye. Thank you for more.
Mm-hmm.